Blog Talk Radio.
Because of reliance shall break every chain. Conquering lion shall break every chain. Give him the victory again and again.
Welcome to the program. Let me get Brother DeWater on with me and see. Got some Brother Maher, Brother DeWater, y'all on?
Hey, I'm on.
Y'all on, Brother? Okay, Brother DeWater.
I'm on. This
on?
Is me here.
I hear you. Hey, peace, Maher.
I hear you.
Okay, we on. Y'all apologize for the delay. You know, had my mother's funeral. I just been thrown off a little bit, but we on. Let's go.
My condolences, my brother.
Yeah.
Yes, sir, thanks.
But we want to continue our discussion on tracing the history of Magog and Gog, who changed his name May 1st, 1776, to the American. And we tracing their history, so we gonna move up to December 8th, 1865, and we're gonna start right there. And I never will forget. Everybody in Crockett, Texas, will tell you that Hawk, that was my daddy, wrote a book on a tracker and a nigger. And the first thing that he told me about a cracker was that any time a cracker, he said, boy, he called me Little Hawk. He was Big Hawk. He said, any time a cracker gives you something, he's long-dicking you. Now, back in the 50s when he was telling me this, I was around about 10 years old, everybody knows what long dick was. It meant several different meanings. It's according to how you use the word long dick. He say anytime that tug of war, they try to give you something that long dick you, it ain't for your benefit. It is strictly for his benefit, but he make you think that he's doing you a favor. He said he done fucked you. And so I thought about that when I started getting this lecture together, when we were studying this history in chronological order, what Daddy had said. And so we can start at December 8th, 1855, through 1877, March the 31st. We're going to deal with a word in a history that I don't think that nobody that looked like me and you, that called himself a black African-American, know anything about this history we're going to talk about. I know for a fact that John Wallace Wilder, back in the 80s and 90s, he used to, when he had his radio program, he used to harp on this book, saying that black folks didn't know a damn thing about this history. But he was absolutely right, because we're going to deal with a word that started in December the 8th, 1865, is the most important word in this language to somebody that looked like me and you, and that word is reconstruction. The definition of reconstruction is a thing that has been rebuilt after being damaged or destroyed, rebuilt, redesigned, remaking. So I'm hearing a lot of noise.
It's okay.
You got okay. Now we're gonna. Daddy said always apply them 5 W's in a chronological order. We ask ourselves a question: how was we reconstruction by the great field of the United States of America? Now, you were put under reconstruction and the Scottish Rite Illuminati Nation order, the emancipated slave, that's what he called you, back in his Masonic laws called the Free Weapon. You were put in a King James revised version with the Holy Ghost, and they call this the 13th and 14th Amendment to let you become the first fourth human that could worship Jesus and have Jesus to be your Lord and Savior, because you could never have did that, because they classified the emancipated slave as a spirit human, meaning that he had mixed his skin with the white man, which is what made him a spirit human, that he had mixed with it and he had a soul. So by him having a soul in 1870, you could worship Jesus as your Lord and Savior under certain conditions. Because we see that reconstruction brought about what? did it bring about? It brought about racial segregated laws that were called Jim Crow laws in that time. On the basis of the business, this is how you became, got the Holy Ghost in 2022. These are facts. This ain't no fiction or bullshit. These are goddamn facts that we're talking right now. You could not work with Jesus only two denominations. He is one of the apostles, there's a Southern Methodist Christian, African American Christian, up under the Nazi team, or Second Baptist. And that's the only thing that you could be. And we can trust. Now, from 1870 to 1970, more than a half, we see something else. I just seen this. The day I said, God damn, look at this. 100 years later,
mm-hmm.
They reconstructed you again and said that you could be a black African American, and it was integrated. Now, when they first reconstructed you, they said you were segregated up under certain conditions. 1970, they said that you was integrated completely into them, meaning that you was completely un-American, because what he had did was educated your ass up under three ruffins. He educated you starting you at 3 years old. You see, let's look at this child at 3 years old. We dealing with minds, see. At 3 years old, a child's mind is developed to the point where it would take on a personality. That personality of that 3-year-old child would take on an attitude. And if that goddamn attitude ain't adjusted, by the time he gets 7 years old, he is perfect with his attitude, his personality that he has developed that's been unsupervised for 7 years in correctness, and you can't do a damn thing about him. So when he gets 7 years old, his mind is totally lost. Now, let's reverse this. He's totally lost that he used to be a Negro that was a colored person. He's totally lost of any history of anybody that looked like me and you, because he has become a black African American. The key word is an American. He is totally American, meaning you've been totally reconstructed. So let's go back to 1870 and see what reconstruction, what was the difference with reconstruction? You had to take a Christian name to be the emancipated slave. That's when you got all these beautiful names of slave owners. You had to pay rent to live. Now, let's look at this real close. You had to pay rent to live. Then you had to work for him under his conditions, meaning he paid you your wages, what he thought he wanted to pay you. That's the only difference. That's the only difference. You lived in what was called at that time the quarters. The quarters became the sides and the hills, the south side, west side, north side. But you was redlined. They go back to them Jim Crow laws that came into existence under Reconstruction. And in 2022, your ass is still redlined. But you don't recognize it, because you don't know a damn thing about what redlining is.
Right.
And I'll put you on.
You want me to
brother,
give them the definitions? Because before it's too late about Reconstruction, it's very, very important because people, they only know of a few words as synonyms close to Reconstruction. Most people have what I think a good idea about Reconstruction. It means to rebuild something. Okay, so let me go ahead and give this while you're hot on this point, because they need to hear the synonyms, the antonyms. They need to hear, because it's not a joke. So, first definition of Reconstruction, and it says it has to do with as an overhaul, redesign. That's right at the top. And then you drop down to where it says the synonym. So words that have similar meanings or very closely related to it. Again, they start with, again, listen to these words. Overhaul, reconversion, redesign, redo, redoing, refashioning, reformation, remaking, remodeling, revamping, revision, reworking. Variation, shift. Oh, you're going from one place to another, from one point to another point. Shift, transition, and then here's the other words: adjustment, alteration, change, difference, modification, tweak, tweak deformation. And here's the other ones that we know very well: disfigurement. Distortion, mutation, transmutation, displacement, replacement, substitution, supplantation, changeover, coming from something to something else, conversion, again, similar fashion, metamorphosis. Take this thing from where it first came from its very beginnings, and move it into something else. Transfiguration. Oh, my goodness. Transformation again. Now, here's the opposites of it. The opposite of all of that, under the definition, and this comes from Merriam-Webster's dictionary with the thesaurus and some other things, okay? So it says, antonyms and near antonyms for Reconstruction. So these are supposed to mean the opposite of it. Fixation. That means something that is solid and it's not supposed to be altered or messed with. Stabilization. So Reconstruction is the opposite of these two words right here. It says, here we go, a little bit more and then it'll be done on this. It says, back to Reconstruction. Watch this. Miniature, a mock-up, simulation, image, likeness, semblance, shadow. Or it says shadow, and then it says counterfeit, fake, forgery, knockoff, phony, ripoff, rubber stamp. We've heard all these words before. A sham, impression, imprint. A impression, an imprint, it says carbon, carbon copy, clone, copy, dummy, dupe, duplicate, duplication, facsimile, which means the face of it is supposed to be similar. It says imitation, mock, reduplication. Here's some other words we know because they've used them. Replica, replication, reproduction. Approximation. Here's another word that you might find in their so-called religious realm. Reincarnation, version, extra, reserve, spare. Now, look at this. Archetype, original prototype. A prototype is coming from original ideas and concepts and theories from something original, and they're in the process, as soon as they're through testing it, proving it out, they're going to roll this thing out. Well, they've been doing that. And very interesting, you should mention 1970 100 years starting from the 1870 when they said they were rolling out with this use of the term Reconstruction. And the word Reconstruction, as they say, just so the listening audience is aware, is, it's a noun. So, and also it's a known thing. I was trying to find my, which is around here somewhere, I won't worry about it right now, my Noah Webster's 1828, because I was kind of curious. And as you continue to talk, Brother Duarte, I probably will locate where my Noah Webster's dictionary is. I don't think I loaned it out. And I wanted to see how it used the term in 1828 prior to them actually putting this process in place of Reconstruction. So I just wanted to share that with you, because you did ask me, you did mention to me that you was going to do that, and sure enough, I already had it pulled up, ready to go, so the listening audience can get a fuller sense that there are other ways, without using the actual word Reconstruction, there's other ways that they've been using this terminologies in our faces without us necessarily being aware that they were actually saying the same thing. Back to you, bro.
Right.
Now, when we trace in history, let's look at things. That first Reconstruction that lasted 100 years was segregated. The second Reconstruction, the second Reconstruction, starting in 1970, the government said it was all right for you to call yourself a black African American, and you had to be totally integrated. All the states had to be totally integrated. Now that's 52 years of history. Versus,
right, and was it not controlled? Because everything is set up, the Republic is a Masonic Republic. And you said time and time again, York Rite versus Scottish, okay?
Right.
And everything that is set up, when you say quarters and all of that, you're still speaking of jurisdiction. It starts in the lodge first. All them judges and all these guys and lawmen and whatever you want to call it, they fall out of one or two of these orders, and
right,
they
right.
have.
Okay, we dealing with one order: Scottish Rite, Illuminati Masons. We dealing with the Great Seal. This is what we dealing with right now. Is when they reconstructed us, what education did they give us? What did they do, and what did they make you? And then in 100 years later, you can see where they how they genocide you each decade, starting with the 40s, the 50s, 10 years. Every 10 years, you went through a new era of being redesigned, reconstructed, remade, redoed to... You become this in 1970. You become this black African American that you would whoop a person's ass in 1950 if they called you black. If they called you an African, you would whoop his goddamn ass. And you said that a white man was American. You were no goddamn American. That's what you said in 1940, 1950, 1960. You didn't become this black African American until 1970 when they put it on the census that you was no longer, you could call yourself either a Negro that was a colored person or
right.
a black African American. Now, when you was a Negro that was a colored person, you had another belief because you was up under another Reconstruction.
Okay, now I want to edify something you're saying, because this is in the very early part of when you started out about how they changed their names, okay? and you started out talking about Gog and Magog. So I want to edify you by reading something first, excuse me, and this is going to come from Genesis chapter 15, because our people are under the impression of 400 years of slavery, and let's just say for argument's sake we had 400 years worth of issues and problems going on, okay? But it's not because your forefathers, quote-unquote, sinned. That's an entirely different discussion, and that's where some folks, even in the Hebrew Israelite camps, can't seem to make the quantum leap away from Deuteronomy chapter 28, and they're saying you will be enslaved for 400 years, and this is not the story of Abram. So if you were, rightfully so, talking about Gog and Magog and whatever their newer family designations were before they changed their names to now calling themselves American. Here's what it says in Genesis chapter 15, and it starts out, it says, he says to Abram, okay, and keep in mind, correct me if I'm wrong, in Ezekiel, does it not say that Abram is an Amorite? So, again, what are we doing? Reconstructing, transference, transitioning who the original ones were to who the ones they're that they're calling themselves today, and then you just black, you just African. You're not to be connected or even be thinking you might be associated. So I don't remember what chapter exactly it is in the book of Ezekiel, but it says your father Abraham was an Amorite, his father was an Amorite. It's like, hold, time out. What are we talking about here? So the word Amorite, before we make it racial or tribal, the word Amri, the word Emir, the person with the name Amir, it means prince. It means someone with authority, someone who command things, authority. That's where the word is coming from first before they turned the thing into a tribe. And now it's turned into a noun because everyone's calling themselves American, whether African-American, Caucasian-American, Arab-American. They're all using this word now that has been absolutely turned into a noun. And here it is, it's in plain evidence. But I wanted to get to something here, and let me finish this right here. Genesis 15, chapter 15, and it says, "Know for certainty that your offspring shall be aliens in a land not their own." The actual Hebrew says, "No longer pertaining to them." They're the original possessors who got dispossessed. And it says, "And they will serve them, and they will oppress them 400 years. It's got nothing to do with you did some sins. It says, "But also that the nation that they will serve, I shall judge, and afterwards they will leave with great wealth. As for you," and now let me get to the part right here where it names them. And it says, "And the fourth generation shall return here. For the iniquity of the Amorite," the Americans, "shall not be yet full until then." And then it mentions who all of their allies are, the ones now calling themselves the Amorites. Because if you go to Ezekiel chapter 38, it breaks down perfectly for you and tells you it's Gog and Magog. And it names who these families were. And right on the list is Gomer. Gomer is like at the head of the pack. And they were coming into a land, as per Ezekiel chapter 38, where the people were at peace. They didn't even have front doors on their homes. The people, as you know, according to Black Southern tradition, would leave out a plate of food with the candle burning, indicating if a stranger is passing through and was hungry, come on in and get some of this food. We set a plate out for you. We kept the light on for you. As the hotels, some hotel chains, well, I remember some years ago, used a part of that line in their commercial. "We'll even leave a light on for you." Motel. That's how this commercial is going. So Gog and Magog came to a place took over people, raped the women. They did all of these things, and it had nothing to do with the people sinning. See, so the folks who are in these Israelite camps have to learn to put a line of separation or demarcation, as they call it. Don't take extra wires and run from one phone block to the next phone block and then sell it to everybody saying that this is the same. No, it's not the same. Because we definitely know in history, in recent history here in this hemisphere anyway, that there is a problem with a people. What does it say about these people? It calls them a people. It says a people, a foolish nation. And the word is the word nas, meaning defective, wicked, evil. They don't do what is right. And it says, and you see what they do and how they talk, they're insane. So the other part of that definition also has to do with insanity. It's in the Old Testament, in plain Hebrew. And the Quran is in there 15 times, nas. And they watered down the interpretation of what these words actually mean. So when you're in the Quran, you don't know the same word that's in the Quran is the same word in the Old Testament in Hebrew. You don't know that. And the definitions begin to vary. So in the Quran, mankind, humankind, that's not even what it's talking about. It's talking about defective people, foolish people, they, who don't give consideration, no respect, no self-respect. And yes, every time you hear and see them doing something, it's insanity. Go ahead, my brother.
Let's go. You open up a can of worms. Let's look at something real slow and easy. The 15th chapter of Genesis.
Yes.
If we start with 1655, this is 2022, it would be 467 years. So we 467 years, in the, we 67 years into something that happened 67 years ago. Now, how did it happen? In 1555, John Hawking, who was a slave of working for the Stewart Company, but his name was John Hopkins, who was a Presbyterian minister. You got John Hopkins University and all that shit right now. He bought 175 women's rights to Jamestown, Virginia. Now, these Mennonites was the children of Menon, who was the children of Abraham and Keturah. In 1619, Continental Congress said that it was no more Africans over here. They've been bred with the white man, the indigenous tribe, everything that was over here, including the Creek Nation of people, the Mexicans, the Olmecs, all the European folks, in 1619, which was 231, mm-hmm. He became a human being, meaning that they had put human blood in him. He was a subhuman being. He was half human and half heathen. This is what was said back in 1619. 231 years later, they said it was all right for you to worship Jesus because you was a subhuman being. These men are not
right.
Slaves.
And you saw the definition.
All this history doesn't come to pass. See, the shit that's in the Bible, the King James Bible, wrote by goddamn Ecclesiastes and Masons up on the sun. They wrote their history. They wrote the history of Magog and Gog in the Bible. It's just that
right.
You have to know how to interpret their signs.
Now, look at this word Jesus you just said and how they gave put that word on everyone. You saw that little definition page that I put up on the Facebook group page, and it breaks down from Webster's New World Dictionary, the word Jesus. And one of them says the earth personified. Then beneath it is Seuss, pig, a contemptible person. And I like one brother put a comment on there on that page, and he said, "Let that sink in." Some brother saw that I posted that, and he said, "Let that sink in." So what we're saying is an earth pig. Now, you and I understand schools of thought well enough to know that when someone puts a school of thought upon you, you become that. You do the things that is contemptible, whether or not you even, whether or not a person knows what the gematria, the vibration that comes with the use of words and terminology. So now, so the Africans, but it says in the Arabic-speaking countries that word Afrik. Look, you get the word freak from the word Afrik. Freak. The person's a freak. And it says it pertains to 80% of the times pale skins. That is still a definition used in the Arabic-speaking countries. This is where this English word comes from, because we don't have this word. That word is not in the Hebrew. The word that was in the Hebrew is what people was calling themselves during the Civil Rights March, Afro. Afro in English is Ephra, which means prosperous, bountiful, and you do things that is beneficial and benefit. And now they got off that term very quickly. No more being called Afro. You're now African English.
That's Stokely Carmichael and Pam Grier name in the 60s when they called themselves Afro. So you had two groups. You had the Afro, which was rebellious, and then you had Martin Luther King, who was submissive, and they called themselves Negro colored people. And see, that was nonviolent. But if you was with the Afro, if you classify yourself as Afro, then you were violent. Everybody in the military in the 65, they say they're Afro, but they whoop your ass. They wasn't taking that. Another thing that we go back to this time period. It is claimed that states, districts, and countries in which the colored people are in the minority, which was all the South, in order to suppress, you had to suppress the colored vote to prevent what they call Negro domination, meaning to prevent the federation of blacks over the white in the administration of the state and local government, because what had happened in Mississippi, that they had elected six blacks to the, let's see, they had secretary of the governor, the state superintendent of education. They had elected these black people, which was radical Republicans, to these offices, and they had to come up with this Negro domination laws, these Jim Crow laws. And see, that's
right. And
that's
Texas was a huge part of what you were saying, because long before the Civil War, and this is still in the 1800s, you still had Texas state legislators. You've got some of these names that have been used to go on to form what is known as Texas A&M and all these other colleges that are here. That was in place courtesy of them. They occupied political offices in the state of Texas as far as the Texas state government was concerned. When people see this in history, you know, it's supposed to make them back up and say, what was really going on? Well, Reconstruction happened.
Right, and you've been reconstructing, which means you've been genocized, the same as genocide, and you've been put in a revised version and renamed.
Right.
And this is 2022. If you can't see this, you're the biggest zip. If I'm like my dad and that, you're a zip goddamn fool. If you can't see this, the way we're explaining it to you, you can't understand this. You ain't going to never understand the damn thing. this morning on the radio, I heard Barnett holler, "What can we do? What can we do?" Yeah, you can't do a goddamn thing. You 52 years off and being reconstructed. And what did they reconstruct you into? They reconstruct you into a hoochie mama and a hoochie papa.
And they call that today the lost value system.
They reconstruct you from a soul sister and soul brother to a bitch hole dog and a fool. I call myself in my 20s a soul brother. Joseph called himself a dog and a fool right now.
Right.
They reconstructed you. You can't see. You don't understand what I'm saying? You went from a soul. You went from goddamn not showing your ass to showing your ass. The female did. You went to welfare. You went to Section 8. And you got 4, 5, this is the 5th generation. The X generation,
right.
The Y generation, the millennial and the Z generation of children.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
When they talk about black feminism, because other young women all over YouTube and parts of Facebook as well are taking the other women to task right now as a result of this black feminism. And it's
right.
Based off of Margaret Sanger. Margaret Sanger was OES. And so she was out of a school of thought.
Look how many homosexuals in 2022 versus homosexuality in 1960 in our community.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't have all of this goddamn shit you got now with these women. But look at your hair. Look how you dress.
Right.
The only people that dress like they used to dress is the Nation of Islam.
Right. And this whole thing what you're talking about with the dress, now you've got this men transsexuals, or they call them trans men, and now you have trans women.
Right.
So now a guy walking down the street who's not built like a football player, you have to, things that make you go, you have to think, is, are you really looking at a guy? Or are you looking at a woman? And they did a show on years ago on can't remember this guy's name. He was right up there around the same time with Phil Donahue and some of the other guys. But they had 30 people up there on the stage, all dressed as women, and they were polling the audience to say, in number one, I want y'all to vote, is this a man or is this a woman? And when they got done, the people in the audience had some of it wrong. He says, okay, number 10 is actually a woman. Okay, so for those of you who said that this was a woman, so-and-so is a woman. But for those of you who said number 11, no, a number 11 is not a woman. It's a man. And everybody was like, oh, my God, that's the freaking best-looking guy I've ever seen looking like a woman. So we already saw that the lines were being blurred. This is all the Gog and Magog system, which was what? And Gomer, at the head of the pack, Gomer's mission is to completion of something. And when you look at how it was written that they would come in as part of the Gog and Magog family, when they would come in, you see what the purpose was. So them about the completion of something is not about the completion of anything good, because it already said they came in invading war. In Cherokee, we have the word for Gog as a gigagay. We tell in our history how they tried to invade us before. We repel the invasion. And then it gave them, on wherever they were coming from, enough time, and me and you been military, we already know how this is going on. You have a war at large, but within the war you have battles. You win some battles, you lose some battles, but you don't lose insight of the war itself, because the war is not the battle. Battles are within the war. And within the war, you have what is called theaters of operation. Look at how they're telling you. Theaters of operation, the main battle areas, NBA. This is all of this regular language. I mean, hey, thank goodness I didn't have to be fed intravenously to learn this when I was in the service. Just being an officer, they put this right on you. There's no way to sidestep it in terms of terminologies and what is exactly meant accurately by the use of these terminologies. And now we look, and how do they refer to as the civilian population? As soft dough. You can shape them, change them into whatever you want. Go ahead, brother.
Yeah, it's about that time. So next week we're going to explore the education system, which is the SOFITE system. What did the SOFITE, how did they come in, and what was they back in ancient Rome? That may God then put us up under this. See, if you want to know,
that's right. And the Sophites is Greek, right?
Right.
Yes. Which comes out of what family? Gog and Magog. When you look at the genealogy, the genealogical table.
When you understand who the Sophites are, then you can understand homosexuality in 2022. How come this is the rage in America right now? Because you come out of the ancient Sophite school of thoughts of Eros, Phalo, Agape, and Stogate.
Right.
Man, woman. Man, Eros is man and woman. Stogate is man and man. Phalo is man and man. Stogate is woman and woman. And Agape is that of God. That's what your problem is right now.
Now, here's what animal in the animal kingdom matches their system, the hyenas. Check out the hyenas.
The ancient Sophite school of system has been into this system for 244 years from the beginning of America. It's 244 years, 6 years, 5 years old now, 4th of July, mm-hmm. birth. So you've been up under this system for 240-something years. And so you can
exactly
see what the system has grown into right now.
So all right, well, we're going to continue this next week.
Yeah, I would die. Yeah, I've been, yeah, you kind of come out of, yeah.
Come out of, yeah.